My name is Bill Schutte. I have a long history of involvement with production agriculture. I was a member of Congress and served 6 years and as a United States Congressman, served on the Agriculture Committee and the Budget Committee, among others, and have a long experience with production agriculture. I don't come from a farm background, but I have always been a strong advocate for the farm community. I'm a card-carrying member of the Michigan Farm Bureau, number 232741. My wife and I live in Midland, and we have two children, a daughter Heidi and a son Bill. And so we make Midland our home, and I have a, my calling is service, and I've served as a congressman, as I mentioned, and as agriculture director, helped implement and strengthen the right to farm law, and also was a member of the Michigan State Senate, and as a judge on the Michigan Court of Appeals for the last 2 terms as Attorney General of the state of Michigan. That's my short course. My wife Cynthia was formerly in broadcasting. We grew up in Midland, went to the same bus stop, and that's the short course on Bill Schutte.
Right now, working as the Attorney General, can you give us an update of the Waters of the U.S. rule and how Michigan farmers are currently impacted with that legislation overturned?
You know, WOTUS, the Waters of the United States, was one of these onerous, harsh, burdensome rules that the Obama administration put into place. And I was part of the group of attorneys general that filed suit against that, objected to it, and now it's been changed. I credit our Republican president, and I credit our Republican members of Congress who were advocating with me on that. And so no longer will a puddle after a rainstorm be thought of as an environmental hazard or a problem. And so the point is that, you know, farmers, they work the land, they hold it in trust, and they want to pass it on for those who come after them. And so the stewardship responsibilities and the stewardship ethic of agriculture is very important. I understand it, and so do people involved in farming and production agriculture across Michigan.
My understanding is that a district court judge said that the process didn't hold true. The hearing process, and for 26 states, including Michigan, it's been reenacted. What's your statement and feedback on where we can go from here?
Well, we'll continue to fight this because it's wrong-headed, and it takes the just absolutely wrong approach. And so, you know, in the end, we'll prevail. And the fact is that farmers are steward. Farm families respect the land, and you know, burdensome regulations. All it does is make incomes tougher. It hurts our exports. It impacts farming as a whole. So we'll prevail on this.
Looking at some of the national issues really weighing on farmers' minds, right to farm coming into question in North Carolina with some nuisance cases with some hog operations. What's your feedback here in Michigan with our right to farm laws and how that potentially could be impactful for them here or how they might be protected?
You know, we've been proactive in Michigan with respect to right to farm guidelines and being proactive on environmental stewardship. And I think that really is, was a positive investment so that we put into place rules and guidelines that from which farmers should adhere. And, you know, with farm organizations like the Michigan Farm Bureau and, you know, corn, soybean, dairy groups, what have you, we all understand that we've got to make sure that we're a good neighbor. And the right to farm guidelines are important. I helped strengthen them when I was with Attorney General opinions that I issued that, you know, made sure that these right to farm guidelines have a statewide impact. And so I think we've been proactive. I don't know what's going on in North Carolina, but I know in Michigan what we need to do is expand agricultural growth in this state and grow farm incomes and grow our exports. And I think that's what farmers want.
Looking at some of that growth, Michigan's dairy sector, the largest sector of agriculture for our state, farmers here suffering rather tight prices, especially looking compared to other states and with low marketing of milk. What can be done in Michigan to help support those dairy farmers and to strengthen that industry?
You know, what I think our focus needs to be is to grow our exports and grow production agriculture. I think we need to expand these agriculture renaissance zones. You know, the latest initiative in the middle part of the state, not far from Lansing, St. John's, with the investment in the dairy industry, I think is very important, very positive. We need to continue that on all fronts. Agriculture is, you know, Michigan's second or third biggest industry, you know, depending between tourism and agriculture and automobiles. It's a nice 1-2-3 punch. And the fact is, we need to encourage that all the time. And that's my attitude. I understand that you need to have advocates, and you need to have people who are ambassadors for agriculture. That's what I'll do as governor of the state of Michigan. I understand it, and that's why I'm so grateful to receive the endorsement of the Michigan Farm Bureau.
Looking at some of the numbers, about 10% of Michigan dairy farms closed in the last year alone. Any other thoughts on what you could do to help strengthen the dairy sector and other farms impacted by tight margins?
Well, you know, there's no matter what industry you're in, every one of our problems would be minimized. Every challenge we face would be lessened if we had more people on our state, a bigger talent pool, more people buying milk, pumping gas, paying taxes. And the point is, what we need, I'm running for governor because we need to grow our state. And one way we need to do that is lowering income taxes, which would be a boost to every farm family in Michigan. You know, the Republicans and President Trump cut taxes across America, and I want to complement that by cutting taxes in Michigan and eliminating that clunker of a income tax increase, the Granholm-Whitmer income tax increase. We need to put that to bed finally, repeal it, and eliminate that temporary income tax. And second, we need to reduce auto insurance rates. Whether you're a farmer or whether you work at a factory, the fact that auto insurance rates in Michigan are the highest in America is wrong. We need to change that. And those things will help growth in Michigan, whether you're a driving a John Deere tractor or whether you're driving a Ford Mustang.
Governor Rick Snyder, one of his first pieces of legislation to sign, the Michigan Agricultural Environmental Assurance Program, making that into law. Any ideas of what legislation, if elected, you'd want to see as first priorities?
You know, I'm going to work hand-in-hand with the agricultural groups like the Farm Bureau and the Michigan Milk Producers, soybean, corn folks, you name it. And the fact is, it's all about boosting farm income, encouraging our exports, which has a big impact on it. And what I'm one of my first priorities is what I've been saying for some time now, Nicole, and that is to eliminate the Granholm-Whitmer income tax increase. I want to cut taxes, and secondly, to lower auto insurance rates. Those are important, and the issue of skilled trades and apprenticeships. You know, throughout Michigan, whether you're in an urban area or in a rural area, we need to have greater emphasis on the skilled trades and apprenticeships, which is important in today's modern agriculture.
And any last comments to wrap us up with for today?
Well, you know, I'm delighted and thrilled to receive the endorsement of the Michigan Farm Bureau. I'm working hard to be Michigan's governor. We're going to win in 64 days from now. I'm excited about where we're going. And so my point is, let's make sure we work together to for Michigan's future. I want to make sure that we have more jobs and bigger paychecks and greater income on the farm. And so I'm delighted to have so much support across the farm community. I've received the Silver Plow and the Golden Plow from the Farm Bureau, and long ties of relationship, loyalty, and friendship with the farm community. And I look forward to carrying those relationships and friendships with me as Michigan's next governor.